Early on in all this social distancing, I commented to someone that I was kind of made for this. I'm the epitome of the person who purchases books because subconsciously, I believe I'm purchasing the time to read them. In your downtime, perhaps you could do a deep dive into the philosophical work of Arthur Schopenhauer. Well, I embraced this time, or I tried to. I painted window sills and door jams, I tightened doorknobs and rewired a lamp. But soon I ran out of supplies, and I can't just randomly wander the aisles of my favorite big box home improvement store looking for practical and impractical ideas. So I ordered a 14-inch diameter sheepskin from Wisconsin. I'm going to finally fix that 100-year-old banjo I found at a thrift store years ago. Now where did I put all the parts? This is Dispatches from Student Quarantine, episode 402, Hobbies. What do we do when there's nothing to do?
You know, normally the end of the semester is kind of a triumphant moment when we're all like, woo, no school, no classes. But honestly, I'm kind of dreading it. Businesses are still closed. I can't go out to eat, can't really go shopping. I mean, I can, but I have to wear a face mask and it's only meant for essential items. But I don't know, isn't fun essential to summer? That's what I thought, at least. I'm gonna have to find something to keep me entertained this whole time. There's only so many times you can clean your room or scrub the toilet or, I don't know, sweep the floors. But that's not fun. What is there to do?
With all this extra time we've received, it's a perfect time to get a hobby. Or maybe focus more time on one, or just pick up an old one. Anything to help pass the time between breakfast and lunch.
I have been finding really nice days to go outside and learn different things about photography with a Canon camera that I just got. It has become a nice, relaxing hobby to do, especially for getting some outside time and enjoying nature. Even just using a phone camera would do the trick for this hobby, to get outside and enjoy some nature.
Though time feels like it's at a standstill, I think it's best to look at our current predicament with an optimistic attitude. One way that I've been able to stay positive is by listening to music every single day. While I've never been a great singer, singing has always been one of my favorite hobbies. Scientists have proven both listening to music and singing are awesome ways to reduce stress and improve your mood.
A hobby that I might recommend is reading. Reading is not only very beneficial for your health, but it can also be a great way to pass the time in a more productive way. I usually try to read for about 30 minutes a day. I find this helps to keep me off my phone and allows me to focus on something other than the coronavirus.
One of my favorite hobbies is rearranging furniture. By rearranging your bedroom, you have the opportunity to reorganize and declutter. I've been spending a lot of time in my room since this quarantine began, so I get pretty tired of the way my room looks after a while. I found this hobby to be a great way to reduce stress and keep myself entertained.
Jigsaw puzzles is another one that I might recommend. Puzzling, good hobby, and it acts as a brain workout. In these times, it's very easy to just kind of like sit down on your phone and be on your phone for just hours at a time. And I mean, we are trapped at home, but maybe doing puzzles will help to combat that unproductiveness.
Something that I have loved doing lately is using the Adobe Suite. It's turned into a great hobby of mine to get me through the day, as I have been working on many personal projects with the skills that I have learned through my courses. It has been a great way to keep myself busy, so if you need to be kept busy and you have access to it, you can learn new skills and create some pretty awesome projects.
Another hobby of mine is doing makeup. Whether it's on myself or my friends, it's just something that I really enjoy doing. It's like a creative outlet in a way, and it's easier for me than drawing or painting or
even writing. So yeah, I just really enjoy doing makeup, and it's kind of an expensive hobby if you get the high-end items, but you can get a lot of makeup for cheap at like Target or Walmart or whatever. And that's how I got started until I really learned how to do it. And that's when I started buying like a little more expensive stuff here and there.
Another hobby that I've recently taken up is trying to be more socially interactive with my family. We're trapped at home together all the time. And because I've come home from college and I've been trying to do like schoolwork and just other things, I feel like I haven't spent as much time with them as I should have been. So now that the school year is kind of like coming to an end, I've been trying to make it more of a goal to see them and honestly just speak to them more often than I was before.
I have had the hobby of going kayaking for many years now, and I enjoy going all the time. So this quarantine, I've been able to go a lot more often now, and it has been a really nice way to get outside. It's even a great hobby to do for social distancing. If you're wanting to go out with friends and family that you haven't been able to interact for a while since you're a good distance apart on the river.
Something that I've really enjoyed lately is sitting outside and just relaxing. I spend so much time inside, as I've said before, and just being able to go outside, enjoy a nice breeze, and you know, maybe at night turn on the fire pit or something. It's just such a good time, and everyone lately has just been spending way too much time outside. You know, go outside and get your vitamin D.
Hobbies. What we do when there's nothing to do was produced by Caitlin Chambers with Rebecca Parsons and Emily Kuhn. For Dispatches from Student Quarantine, I'm Colin Helb.